Peter Marshall, the former chaplain of the United States Senate, once prayed, "God save us from hotheads that would lead us to act foolishly and from cold feet that would keep us from acting at all." How true it is that so many of us fall into one of these two extremes. It is constantly a challenge to find that middle ground, keeping our cool while we remain hot on the trail of our goals in life. However, there is one situation when finding that middle ground is not a benefit. In fact, it's spiritually deadly. And God calls this lukewarm condition repulsive. Revelations chapter 3. "I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." It makes sense when an unbeliever lives in compromise and unrighteousness. Without the gospel, their lives are cold. Their hearts have never been made hot by a relationship with God. Yes, Jesus understands the cold heart of unbelief due to a person's spiritual blindness. But when it comes to the faith of a Christian and their walk with Christ, God does not want us moving down that middle of the road path. If you belong to Jesus and you have your heart warmed by the power of God, then you need to be all in for Him. It turns his stomach when a child of Christ, once hot with the gospel, falls into idleness and apathy. To say you burn hot for Jesus but still live a life of compromise means you are lukewarm, and that nauseates the Lord. There is a wise Native American expression that says, "It is better the pot should boil over than not boil at all." Remember, be passionate for God. More people chase fire engines than ice carts.